Okay, this is Parak Tes Zion Hilchos Kalim. Continuing with halachas that have to do with ovens and other earthenware containers. Halacha alav tanur gadol. Okay, so a big oven. So the Rambam's going to start with something a little cryptic here. A big oven, shiarav arba tefachim. So its leftovers or remainders are four tefachim. Ba'katan shiarav ruba. And when it comes to a small oven, the leftovers are the majority. So what does that mean? Ketzad imnish bar begadol arba. Let's say a what do you call a large oven is broken. As long as there's four tefachim left, we'll cut down ruvo, and as long as by a small oven, if it breaks the majority of its left, mekabel tumah, it can still contract tumah. Pachas mikan in mekabel tumah, but it's less than this, it will not contract tumah. So do v'chein nitma of a nitzu ad shi sharba pachas merabah, begadol ol pachas merabah katan tar. So too, let's say a what do you call it? Let's say a large oven became tameh and then was broken afterwards to the point where it was less than arba, if it's a big oven, or the minority was left over of it, if it's a small oven, it is now tar. Nishabarba or Rov Bekatan, a dynamutamaso. But if there's four tefachim remaining in the large oven, or if there is the majority left over in the small oven, a dynamutamaso is still tame. Ba'akira sharia shloshatvos. When it comes to kira, which is, remember, a stove that has two openings for two pots, its remainder has to be three etzbaos to still be contractuma. Hakupach shaso lafia shira katanor. We've seen this before. A range, a stove with one opening for a pot that's made for baking. Its shear is like for an oven, and the bishul shear kakira. And when it comes to cooking, that's how it was made for. Then its shear is the same shear as a kira. So let's say a person, what do you call it, has an oven and became tameh, doesn't want to destroy it to make a tahor again. So how does he make a tahor? Choko l'shlosha chalakim. So it should be divided into three parts. V'gora es hatfela shal charasim. And what do you do? The coating that's what do you call it? What do you call it? And remove the coating from the various pieces, right? So that until the pure earthenware is actually touching the ground, below titakaba, without any clay on top of it. Let's say you divide into two, echa gadol echa katan. Let's say one large and one smaller piece. Hagadol tameh v'katan tar. Then the big piece would still remain, the big part would still remain tameh, while the smaller part would be tar. Chilku l'shnayim v'shaveh. Let's say you split into two. Klaecha mehen tameh l'fi she'efshar l'chaven. So each one is tameh because you can't really what do you call it? Create figure out which one is bigger. Aval tava shalcheres, but when it comes to let's say a tabletop made out of earthenware, sheisha dofen shenichal l'shtayim Torah that has a wall or separation that makes it divide into two parts is tar. But if one is bigger and one is smaller, the bigger one is still tameh. Gimel tana shechilkul l'shlosha. Let's say I take an oven that's tameh and I divide it up into three parts. Ve'echa gadol kishnayim. All right, so let's say one of them is one part is as large as the other two. So the bigger one's tame, the two smaller ones are still tar. Chulios, let's say what do you call it? Let's say it's cut into circular parts. If each circular part is less than four tefachim, then it's tar. Let's say you went back and arranged these rings, these circular things, one on top of the other. And he smeared clay over them, and you put it back in tanner into the oven kishahaya like they were before. It's like you made a brand new oven. It does not contract tuma. Either from now and beyond. And as we know, it only contracts tuma at the point where you started burnt. You created a fire in it hot enough to bake donuts. Let's say you separated the clay coating from the oven itself. And he ended up placing sand or rocks between the rings and the coating. This will never contract. And that's what we say: a woman who's with nida or a person who's tar, both of them can bake in this without a problem, and it is tar. Let's say there's one ring in it that's four tefachim high. Mistama b'maga, it contracts tuma through touching, below mistamas avir, but not through the inner space. But the other rings would still remain Tahar. Halacha Dalad, one second. Tanor Shaba Michutach Beis Uman. Let's say an oven comes broken from the oven shop. And what do? But the guy who made it made little notches in it to be able to put it together. Benasam Alav, right? And he put it onto them. Vahu Tahar, Benitma, and it was Tahar. Now it's Nitma, because Yasser says something. So when he goes ahead and removes the things that keep it together, the supports, it becomes tar again. Even if you return the pieces back together again, it's still tar. Mircho betit, if he smeared it with clay, mekabel tumah, it contracts tumah lahava from that point on. Benasarak lasiko shekvar huzak. He doesn't have to reheat it because it was heated originally to become an oven. Lachei tana shechasul chulios. Let's say an oven's cut into little rings. V'nasan chol ben chulio chulio, and you put sand between each ring. V'tach betit ala kol mibachutz, and you cover the entire thing on the outside with clay. Harezem mekabel tumah. This oven would contract tumah. Yoris harvayim. So this is the what it called. This is a type of pit that's used by Arabs. You dig into the ground, betach batit, and you cover that with cover the pit with clay. If the clay can stand on its own, then it contracts tuma. Vim la tar, but if not, it is tar. Let's say a person brings pieces of earthenware kli and he glued them, what do you call it, and he sticks them together. Vasan tanor, and he makes an oven out of it. Vasalo tfeila bibachutz, right? And he made a coating for them from the outside. The hisiko, and he heated it up. Then I raise the mekabel tumah. It contracts tumah. Apish imu kol echav hen kashir. Even though each one alone doesn't have its the minimum shear to be contract tumah. Lachaches pitam shekarzalo v'asau tanor. Let's say the person took out the bottom of a large barrel and made an oven out of that. V'asalo tfeila mibachutz, and he coated it with clay on the outside. Apish mekabel dafnosav kashir. Even though what it called the walls are able to retain or contain the required amount to make an oven. I raise it tar. Why should kli chayre shatar in lo tuma olam? Because an earthenware container that is that does not contract tuma, we say it's like that forever. Alim ken asa tano, unless he made an oven. Vasal tefil v'chutz v'chutz. I mean vayis v'chutz. Unless he made the oven, he actually made an oven and then coated it with clay on the inside and the outside. Lachatas tano shel sedakin. This is an oven that is cracks in it. Asa tefil kol echav echad. That he made a coating for each of the pieces, but the area that's cracked is still revealed. And a makabel tumah does not contract tumah. Let's say he put clay or lime or some other material on the cracks, and then it contracts tumah. Let's say he put, for example, some type of glue that's made out of earthenware that's ground down and water and tar, etc. It is tar. This is the principle. Anything that we don't make an oven out of is not considered glued or attached to the cracks if it's used as a patch. Let's say there's a crack in an oven that's in the corner of it. And you put clay on each side to repair it. Tahor. It's still considered tahor. Let's say a shelf on the outside of the oven was placed in its corner, lios ofebo, to bake on it, tahor. Bim yeshbo rov tanor, but if majority of the oven is, if it's comprises the majority of the oven, mekabel stama, then it contracts stama. Halacha yubeis, tanor shenasam bo afar ad chetzio. Let's say there's an oven that's filled halfway up with earth. Im nitma mavira bilvad, if it's tame from, what do you call it, the inner space alone, in a mistame, elim afar lamala. It doesn't contract stama, rather from the dirt and above. Bim nitma bimaga, vinoga, Tumabo mitocho nitmakula afmar from the mata. But if it became tame through touching, right, and then the thing that's tame touched the inside, the whole thing is tame, even from the dirt and below. Lachigimla akira makom. Okay, so this is the Rambam now reviews these terms again. Hakira makom shvisas shtei kederos. So a stove, akira is referred to a stove that has two pot openings. That kupach makom shvisas keder achas. Kupach is for one, a stove for one pot. The vikach there akira shenechal orcha tahora. That's why an akira that's divided lengthwise is still tar. The rochva, if it's widthwise, the diamond of tumah can still contract tumah. Hakupak shenechlak being the arka being the rochva tar. But the one oven stove, no matter which way it's split, becomes tahar. Finally, lachidav ha what do you call hakolasa shabali batim. So these are what do you call it, openings in the upper surface of these bases shenifsacha karko osea, that let's say what do you call it, they're open. Imaya omek pachas mishoshet vachem. If the opening is less than three tvachim, raise the mekabel stuma, it contracts stuma. She'im yasek bepechas nilmata, because if you burnt, if you used logs and burnt them from the basin above, from the opening above, tispashak der mamala, then the pot on top of it will become, what do you call it, cooked. Haya hapachas amok shlosha, or yeser, let's say it is deeper than three or more, and mekabel stuma, she'ra esh rechokam inek der, because at this point the fire is far away from the pot, veda bashlan, and won't cook it. Not an evan atzura al piyapachas. But let's say he put an oven or, a rock or something like that, or stone, on top of the opening. Adayin hibitarasa, still tar. Mercho batit, if he covered it in clay, nasis evan karka hakira. Now the stone becomes the base of the kira. Mekabel tumah mikam ulo abba. and now contract Tumah from this point on. That ends Parak Zayin, and we will continue with Parak Yud Zayin tomorrow.